From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Britain has made an historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that has prompted the resignation of its prime minister. It may take several years to disentangle all the business and lines, but as for Prime Minister David Cameron, he spoke with reporters outside 10 Downing Street today.
I will do everything I can as prime minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months, but I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
Britain's historic decision to leave the EU was not well received by many of their leaders, but they say they are prepared to handle the outcome. Asian markets, meantime, plunged today. Bloomberg Financial Service reporting shares shed nearly $700 billion in Asia during trading. The U.S. market also reacting, but there may be followed in an unexpected region, East Africa, as VOA's Jill Craig reports.
East Africa, with a strong British colonial legacy, will feel blowback from Brexit, according to Ali Khan Sachu, financial analyst and proprietor of Nairobi-based Rich Management.
We're now in a very disruptive, fast-moving, fluid environment. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. And I think that naturally is going to lead to a slowdown in business. I think East Africa is part of the collateral damage.
Britain is one of the largest foreign investors in Kenya. The British government says that bilateral trade with Kenya totals over £1.3 billion. The more immediate shocks for Africa may come in the form of currency exchange. Both the euro and the pound are sinking hard. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
As Jill said, Britain's pound has had its worst fall on record, a 31-year low. Meantime, EU Council President Donald Tusk, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Francois Hollande expressing regret.